is VOA News, the remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin will speak on Saturday as the United States and other Western nations warned a war in Ukraine could ignite at any moment. Washington ordered some embassy staff to leave Ukraine on Saturday following its call this week for citizens to leave the country as soon as possible. The United States will send 3,000 additional troops to Poland, Poland's defense minister said, as Russian-held military exercises in Belarus and the Black Sea following the buildup of its forces near Ukraine. The additional troops will be sent to Poland in the coming days, U.S. officials told Reuters. Taiwan is closely watching the situation in the narrow strait that separates it from China and raising its preparedness in response to what is happening with Ukraine, the government said on Saturday. Though it added, the two cases were very different. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, has stepped up military activity near the self-governing island over the past 2 years, though Taiwan has reported no unusual maneuvers by Chinese forces in recent days, as tensions over Ukraine have spiked. Myanmar's junta showed off its military strength with a parade on Saturday, with its leader Min Aung Hlaing defending last year's coup as necessary to protect the country from enemies, both domestic and foreign. Celebrating Myanmar's Union Day, which marks independence from British colonial rule in 1947, the government also announced that 814 prisoners would be pardoned. Pardons are often granted on major holidays. For more on these and other stories making international news, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will not be distracted from focusing on tensions between Ukraine and Russia by receipt of a police questionnaire about lockdown parties at his Downing Street office. That's what a government minister said on Saturday. The Metropolitan Police are contacting more than 50 people believed to have attended the parties to explain their involvement. On Friday, Johnson's spokesperson confirmed he had received a questionnaire and would respond as required. Canada braced for more protests against the government's pandemic measures on Saturday, with the focus on the vital U.S.-Canada bridge that remained blocked by demonstrators defying a court order and emergency measures and disrupting the North American auto industry. The Freedom Convoy protests started in the national capital, Ottawa, by Canadian truckers opposing a vaccine or quarantine mandate for cross-border drivers. It entered its 16th day on Saturday. The U.S. says it will open an embassy in the Solomon Islands, laying out in unusually blunt terms a plan to increase its influence in the South Pacific nation before China becomes strongly embedded. The reasoning was explained in a State Department notification to Congress that was obtained by the Associated Press. It came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Fiji on Saturday, midway through a Pacific tour that began in Australia and finishes in Hawaii. The State Department said Solomon Islanders cherish their history with Americans on the battlefields of World War II, but that the U.S. was in danger of losing its preferential ties as China aggressively seeks to engage elite politicians and business people in the Solomon Islands. The move comes after rioting rocked the nation of 700,000 in November. The riots grew from a peaceful protest and highlighted long-simmering regional rivalries, economic problems, and concerns about the country's increasing links with China. Super Bowl advertisers in the U.S. this year want people to forget about pandemic woes and focus on the future of electric vehicles, mind-reading Alexas, robots, and cryptocurrency, and also to harken back to the nostalgic past with nods to 90s movies like Austin Powers and The Cable Guy. The Los Angeles Rams are taking on the Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56 Sunday, but for many, the big show of the night will be the commercials. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.